would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing? Welcome to episode 148. You're very, very welcome. It's a Go Loud original as well. You're welcome. I thought you were welcome that I told you that.
Yeah, I am.
Anyone?
Anyone's listening. Yeah. Hope yous are all doing very, very well. Moods are high and...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is nice.
We get on with it then.
We're not.
You.
Who, Conway?
He said some awful stuff while I was gone, right?
Yeah.
He being Joe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I was making a mental checklist. Size about phone book.
No men are good looking and all that.
Well, no, I am going to come back to that one. But
don't try to shift the blame onto me.
There was a lot of stuff said that I didn't think I could let go.
This is like when a teacher leaves class and like, I heard you were messing last week. No.
I heard you threw a few whirling plans, lads.
And I listened yesterday to the episode before we put it out. And you said something that just made everything Joe had said irrelevant.
Your boss.
Exactly. You come out with that shit on this podcast. Who do you think you are?
It's my podcast.
He can say your balls right. If he wants.
There's a new policy. You'll all remember around the time the chicken soup, Joe's big claims and whatnot got out of hand to the point that I asked people to send in, or I said to people, if you want your email read out, it has to contain something that is critical of Joe or just mean.
Also complimentary to you. There was a point.
That's true. Yeah. That criteria is now formally gone.
Shifted in my direction.
Exactly. If you want your email read out on this podcast, you now must just be mean to Darren in the email.
I feel like they won't.
I feel like they might. They turned on him very quickly.
Yeah, they're a mob. They're a mob. You seen what the live show was like?
Well, if they turn on me, they're not going to any more live shows.
You are now the panto villain of the Stala podcast.
I am the heel. I'm the heel now. I'm Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I'm the redemption star.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I like a heel turn.
Yeah?
Yeah, your boss.
Oh!
I can turn off your mic. Do we need to go there?
I don't even like Bose.
There's no going back now.
I like the jerseys though.
Joe's wearing his Shells jersey today. Come on, Joe.
I am.
Who's your favourite player?
Mark Coyle, man.
Mark Coyle.
What about Luke Bourne?
Doesn't play anymore, man.
How do you know
that? Is he injured?
He's the technical director now.
Is he?
Retired from.
Is he even only a young fella?
He is.
Why did he retire?
Because his knees were gone.
Ah.
Where'd he go?
How old is he when he retired?
30, 31.
Jesus.
Yeah.
John O'Sullivan tearing up the right wing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damien Duff.
Mm-hmm.
Tearing up the left wing.
He can still
and the sideline.
So anyway, yeah, Joe's...
Good crack, though. Good crack, lads.
Joe's credentials are in order.
I'm student of the week now.
I've never been more disappointed in you. You're the good
fine.
One.
It's fine.
This is nice.
It's not fine.
Everyone else doesn't care about this subject at all.
I believe you're quite wrong.
Are people upset because I said yup balls?
Some people.
As in you and maybe the other guy that works here who supports Shells.
Well, if you take into account, not even just Shells, but you have Shamrock Rovers fans, St. Pat's fans and right. Shells fans, and they're all calling for your head.
Right then, well, we'll just settle it now and I'll tell you who I support.
It's Finn Harps, isn't it?
You're Finn Harps.
Yeah. It's a Finn Harps.
Yeah, yup, Finn Harps.
Okay. For fuck's sake.
Right, the other thing then that I probably have to mention, we got an email about this.
Oh, fuck.
This is from David. He says, lads, Joe saying shit for the sake of it is getting out of hand. Like Jude Bellingham having Botox at 20 years old is seriously insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
Please, someone get him to stop. It's honestly ruining the show for me. I've heard this from a few people lately, Joe.
That what?
You're going too far.
How is saying that someone has Botox too far?
Saying that Jude Bellingham has Botox is, I would agree.
We all said last week, he's only a young fella.
Why would he have Botox?
Young fellas get Botox.
Why do
I know loads of young fellas that have Botox. Loads. I know loads of 20-year-olds with Botox. Loads of them.
Sure you do.
You're destroying a nation. People are so annoyed.
People are fucking sick of you.
If he has Botox or not, my point was, he has loads of work done to his face.
No. See, you based that on absolutely no evidence.
My argument was that all men in the world are naturally ugly.
Let's sidestep that one for now, though.
Okay.
The issue here is you claiming Jude Bellingham only looks the way he looks because he's had lots of
work,
cosmetic work done to his face.
Not cosmetic work.
That's what Botox is.
Well, yeah, Botox is definitely cosmetic. But like, I'm saying, like, his eyebrows are done, his beard is groomed, his hair is cut, You're allowed to get a haircut.
That's like standard.
But he has like skin trim. That's not standard. That's what I'm saying. Naturally, there's no such thing as a naturally good looking man. His teeth are whitened. His teeth are straightened.
How do you know they're whitened and straightened? You don't know that.
Because teeth aren't that colour. Natural teeth. You that's not that. A natural tooth colour.
But did you not think perhaps the man who has become the most, probably the best player for England and Real Madrid by the age of 20, perhaps
that's a bit far.
He's arguably one of the most important players.
At the moment, of all time.
Oh no, at the moment. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So that person who has achieved that at the age of 20 might just be blessed with good genes. That might be a part of why they did what they did by the age of 20.
I think everything that you said contributes to the fact that people find him attractive, because that's very, very attractive. Like, I'm not saying he's not attractive. I'm saying he's fucking gorgeous. But that's because he's the best English footballer. It's because he's the best Real Madrid player.
No.
It's because he's rich.
All right.
He's on the stage. Like, do you know what I mean? We were probably attractive in Vicar Street on the stage. But you take us off the stage and stick us in the fucking...
I don't know if...
I seen some looks out there. I seen some looks. They were like, ooh.
I don't know if... teenagers are putting a poster of you, of you on their walls.
No.
I don't think so.
I think that fundamentally what this just highlights, underscores, just reminds us all is that you see deception everywhere. You can't accept that the official version of events of a historical story might be true in the same way you can't accept that Jude Bellingham might just be good looking.
I'm just a critical thinker.
No, you're critical to the point that you're blinded by the need to be critical. You think there's the fix is in everywhere. Everyone's trying to get one over on you, including Jude Bellingham and his barber.
I'll tell you now, in this building alone, the best looking man is probably at most a 6.
No
offence, Darren.
I don't think we should be talking about colleagues inside, but there are a couple of men in here who I think are considered...
What has this podcast become?
Attractive, yeah, but not good looking.
What the fuck is the difference?
Good looking is visually like, wow.
What's attractive then?
Attractive is like charisma. Charisma is attractive. You can be attracted to a person because of that personality more than just the looks. Like if you are on Tinder and you're just swiping through pictures, the girls, they swipe all day. No, because they're all ugly bastards and that's all you're seeing. And they're the best photographs. They're the best photographs that these men are choosing. And they're still ogres.
What are you basing that on?
Every man that I walk past on the street, I'm like, you're ugly. Yous are all doing work to yous ourselves. Well done.
So
yous
are attractive. What are all the straight women and gay men and bi men, all those people who do find men attractive, what are all they looking at?
Their personalities.
Oh, fuck off, Joe.
They are. Or their makeup, or their beards, their grooms. Like, there's men out there that are attractive and they wear makeup.
So?
That's what's good looking though. I'm talking about naturally. If you strip everything back, if you take a man, wake him up in the morning, if you put
nobody looks good in the morning though.
If you send a man to the woods for 2 months and he comes back, he's not going to be like fucking Jude Bellingham. He's going to be an ugly bastard.
Why are we still talking about this? I shouldn't have brought, I had to bring it up.
You had to.
I mean, the work I've had to put into myself to look this good, lads.
Yeah.
It's not easy to look this handsome.
What skin routine are you doing at the moment?
Oh yeah, it's called put me hands into a sink and just splashing
water.
It's like a day-to-day project over a year. It's just this masterpiece, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when I go to the bar, like it's all constructed perfectly. It's all thought through and saying I need a fade here, a line here to shape this part of me and I need to contour this part to give me more definition.
Yeah.
And then Botox.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me some of that.
Like the Botox Sistine in the Chapel.
Good shit, man.
What's that called?
Crow's feet.
I'm going to get some Botox there.
Yeah.
Going to get my teeth done.
Hyaluronic injections under the eyes to get rid of the bags and the dark circles. You can get that.
I nearly have them gotten rid of. I'm using the cream for that. Is this a beauty podcast now?
Yeah.
Deadly.
How me drink featuring Joe and Darden.
How me point.
Interesting stuff though. I mean, I think a lot of people would agree with me that all men are ugly. The next time we do a live show, we'll pick 5 men at random and line them up and rate them.
That won't prove your point.
They'll be ugly.
That won't prove your point. And also, you're clearly unqualified to make that judgment because you think everyone is ugly. So how could you possibly assess
5
if someone is or isn't ugly?
We get a woman to do it then. And we'll get an estimation. I wish it was...
You'll just tell her she's wrong. You'll just tell her, no, he had a haircut 6 months ago. It doesn't count.
I will say that.
What else are you not happy about?
I'm not going through the rest of it. But you fucking... You're a disgrace.
Your boss. I'm not saying it. I'm saying it in...
He was quoting you.
Yes, I was quoting you.
He was.
We've missed you. You've been gone for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I got the Division 1 and Ultimate Team.
I don't care.
Okay.
Is that what you did while I was gone, is it?
Yeah. Fucking pro leagues, man. I am class.
Baller.
And sometimes I play these like people and they'd have like the Ireland flag as their crest. And I'm like, you're getting smoked, mate.
Mm.
And then I get on the headset and I go, you boss.
They'd be like, was that Darren Conway? What the fuck?
I'm slaughtering people.
Is your PlayStation username like your name or is it just something random?
Something random.
Is it?
Right, what else is going on?
Opened a lot of packs. Team of the season.
What else is going on? Have you just spent the last 3 weeks at home playing FIFA?
Pretty much.
Brilliant.
Oh, other stuff as well. Like, yeah, pretty much.
How's the food truck?
I don't know. It's been so long since I talked to you about it and I don't know what I've told you and what I haven't told you. But like, I'm facing a dilemma where the place that I'm keeping it has offered me...
Oh, the second food truck. Yeah.
Second food truck, yeah.
You didn't tell me this, but I heard it, yeah.
Right. And today is the deadline to make that decision.
Oh.
But today is also the deadline. So this is the plan. If we can find a permanent place for the food truck I currently have, then I'll be able to get the second food truck. Be able to justify you getting the second food truck.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't even sold a single chip.
Correct.
And you're doubling your fleet.
Correct, yeah. Yes. Only if this happens.
Might as well.
I have consulted.
Yeah, tree while you're at it. Fuck it.
Well, that's the objective over a long period of time is to do that, essentially, is to expand and grow. So, like, start as you mean to go on. But you're right, I haven't sold a fucking chip.
Have you made, do you know what you're making? Like, spice
bags. Yeah.
Okay. No, but like.
Well, yeah, we know we've, the food's pretty much sourced. And yeah, everything's ready to go. Like,
is the curry sauce a mixture of curry stuff or is it just a powder?
This has been an exploration that I've been on. So I thought curry sauce was just something that you get in the shops and you can just make it in a pot. But that's how you make like curry. So then I went into the place where I get me spice bag and it's my favourite place because that curry sauce is really nice. And I said, come here, how do you make your curry sauce? And then she was like, what? I was like, how do you make your curry sauce? And she's like, oh no.
Top secret that.
She won't tell me. She won't tell me what she's putting into it or how she makes it. She says it takes time and that's like, oh fuck, maybe I should just do chip or curry.
I'd say there's a lot that goes into that, like different spices and stuff and fats and...
Yeah.
There could be like fucking, for all you know, like chicken broth or something in it, like, you know.
There's broth in it, yeah. I've just done like Google research and kind of, I've tried to come up with my own recipe. But what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to get in touch with the old owners of Delido. Delido is where I used to get my spice bags years ago. And I'm going to ask them what their curry sauce was because that was my favourite. So I'm going to get their old ingredients and...
Bringing it back?
Yeah.
What would you do like if someone robbed you? If you made a great curry sauce and someone asked you what's your recipe, you're going to say no, aren't you? I ain't giving you that, mate.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like it's fucking curry sauce. I feel like curry sauce is pretty much the fucking same. Just tell us what's in it.
Well, I know how to make a good curry sauce.
Will you make me curry sauce? At least then I can say curry sauce by Darren Conway.
I'll make it a curry sauce, right?
Yeah.
And I'll bring it in next Thursday. And you can heat it up with that microwave. And we get a bag of chips and you can dip it and you'll say, oh my God, man.
Really?
I swear to God.
Do that.
And I got it from my granny years ago.
Do that.
Conway's curries.
I mean, Annie used to make a gorgeous curry. There's loads in this now, in this curry sauce, like coconut milk and everything. Like.
So he's been preparing this food truck for months. And only just now you have told him that you are the possessor of an old family recipe for curry sauce.
Because I thought he had a curry sauce. I didn't know like he was looking for it. Now that you're looking for one, now that you're looking for a curry sauce, sort out, yeah.
On the food truck, though.
Go on.
While we're on the subject, we finalised the logo. We have a logo.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a journey in itself because I feel like I want to show you these photographs, but Moira took it upon herself to go to Fiverr to get a logo made.
Oh, yeah.
And there's low-tier ones, mid-tier ones, and high-tier ones.
Isn't that a Fiverr?
No.
Not anymore.
You would think because it's called Fiverr, but it's not. So we went to Fiverr and the ones that, like the low-tier ones were shit, as you'd expect. The mid-tier ones... okay at best, but still you wouldn't put them on. It's not the fucking brand. And then we were waiting on the high tier one. And I don't know how much Moira paid for this. Or I didn't. I didn't know how much Moira paid for this. But finally we got an email saying, right, here's the high tier one. And I was in the food truck at the time working on it. And Moira sent me the logo. And I opened it. And my God. I have a photograph of it. It's fucking shit.
Oh, that's what I gotta say. It's great.
Like, I'm talking about Microsoft Word, like clip art.
Give us a look.
Scattered absolutely nothing in it. Look how shit that is.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't even know what it is. I looked at it and I was
You're looking for one circular logo, like a stamp kind
like,
of.
Yeah, yeah, like a fucking logo. Like
that you can
like,
stamp the product with and put it on the fucking front of it. And
now, what the fuck is that? I called Marla and I was saying to her, "What? Are you joking? I genuinely,
Did she think that was good?
I think she wanted to believe that it was good because probably, she paid so much money for that.
Quid or something.
Huh?
Probably 100 euro or something.
So that is, to describe it for the listener, it's a circle with a hand doing an okay sign and it says the very good spice bag going around it, but it's also upside down and it
gives a look at the logo itself. Like,
go on, zoom in on that. Have a look at that.
Wow. That's very bad.
It's very bad.
That's fucking really bad. Look, that looks more like a fucking logo for a dentist or something. Like,
it's like the National Lottery.
Looks like a blade and tooth. Oh, it does, yeah, yeah. The very good spot. Like, what has that fucking hand got to do with it?
And look at this. I don't know why he did this, but he just said, "Very good," down the bottom.
Yeah. Well, you've called it the very good spice bag.
Yeah, no, but like, very good. Like, there's like 40 O's in it.
I don't think you need, like...
That's the Star Wars
I don't think
font.
You need that, a logo. You just
said
need...
spice bag there in Star... Well, that's a Star Wars font. And it just says spice bag.
Looks more like Finding Nemo.
It's god awful. So I called Marla and I genuinely thought, because we were so excited for this top tier one, we were so excited and I called Marla because I thought she made that and she sent us that acting the bollocks. And I was like, are you messing? And she was like, no, why? What's going on? We recorded all this because I'm documenting all of it. And we recorded this and she was saying, no, I think it's actually, like, it's good. It's a concept, like, and we can build off that and we go back to them with revisions. And I'm like, there's nothing to revise in that. That is shit. Absolutely bullshit.
That's bad.
So I went and I made a logo myself and then sent that to him. And he came back with another version of what I had sent to him. And it was just as bad as what I just showed you there. And then he said, that's it. Can't do any more revisions. That's 350 euros. 350 euros. And he insisted on payment. And I was like, fuck that. It's clip art. And I Googled clip art of a mouth. And the first thing that came up on PicFlix or whatever was that little clip art that he used. And
the
that was used
okay
earlier.
Thing?
No, not that. It was like a mouth or something like that because I designed something different.
And he didn't pay him?
So we went, she got scammed basically. Your man's a con artist. Like if you go onto his Fiverr account, he has amazing artwork and you could nearly justify paying 350 euro if that's what you got. But he's going around robbing clip art and sending it to you at the last minute hoping that you don't open it and time runs out and he takes the 350 euro then. Because as soon as they do revisions, they're entitled to the payment. So we went through a big fucking ordeal of finding all the pieces of shit that he put together and saying he didn't do anything. He just like slapped a sticker on a background. It's crap.
And did you have to pay him now?
We end up getting the money back as credit on Fiverr. So then we had to find Fiverr to get the money back from credit to actual cash, like put the fucking money back in our account, don't be acting the bollocks. So that's what we done. But through all that process, we learned a lot and we did get a final logo and we have settled on a logo. Do you want to see it?
Yes. Did you make it?
I made it and then sent it to somebody else, finalizer. That's the logo.
Good.
Do you think so?
Yeah. There
so
you
we
go.
Got she got fucking scammed.
So you were scammed again?
Scammed again, as per usual.
Speaking of secret recipes, I don't know if it's actually in there, but Coca-Cola have supposedly the formula for Coke is in this giant vault in Atlanta.
Mm. I seen the vault.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us more.
No? Maura's parents lived in Atlanta and we went over to visit and that was in 2018. Oliver was just born. We went over with Oliver to meet the grandparents and we were in Atlanta. We're looking up things to do and one of the biggest attractions is the Coca-Cola factory because that's where it was established.
I went to the Coca-Cola factory on a skill tour before.
Yeah, this is a different one now.
Is that not the Coca-Cola factory?
Let him go.
So it's like 50 euro for the ticket. It's like 50 euro to get into the Coca-Cola factory or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mona had vouchers for free entry. Two vouchers for free entry.
Oh, I remember this.
You remember
this.
It? Yeah, and yeah. It was from like 1996 or something like that.
I remember that, yeah. But anyway, keep going.
It was around the Olympics. Whenever the Olympics were in Atlanta, Coca-Cola were doing promotions and she ended up getting vouchers to get in for free, but she never used them, so she held on to them and like
and she rang up and all that.
Yeah, she ended up, well, we went with the tickets, like, you know what I mean, and they says like, there was no expiry date on it. Fucking ridiculous.
But you went to the vault. where they have the secret recipe.
Yeah, well, it's the whole factory. You go around it and then the vault was one of them. And...
But wasn't Coca-Cola, like the base of Coca-Cola was like syrup before it was like whatever it is now?
It's cocaine.
Yeah. Was it?
Cocaine. That's why it's called Coca-Cola.
Nah.
It is.
Goff.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? No wonder it tastes so good, man.
Yeah, then they changed the ingredients because you can't have cocaine in a fucking soft drink.
But, like, it's in a safe in Atlanta, is it?
Mm.
I just don't get why you just keep it in a safe, like.
Because it's a secret.
It's a secret, yeah.
But someone could just, like, know what it is and just, like, oh, yeah, I know it. I have it up here in my head. Oh, let's just show off and get a safe and put it in there.
Well.
Fucking joke, like.
What if that person falls and hits their head and can't remember?
I would have told someone else.
It's not much of a secret then, is it?
But you have to make the Coke, so surely people are making it and know what the ingredient is.
Maybe one person makes, it's the mix, you know? People would know the ingredients. The ingredients are on the bottle, but it's the mix.
It's all about the widget, bro.
The widget.
Do you know the widget?
Yeah, man.
That's what gets the gas going.
I have a bone to pick.
With me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I posted a video from the podcast yesterday and I went to tag you and I'm not allowed.
Oh. On what?
Instagram.
I blocked you.
Like, I don't think it's a personal thing, but I think it says that this person doesn't let everyone tag them. Did you change a setting where you're just like, no one can tag me?
No. Show's on yours. Try tag. Just put up a random photo and go to tag me.
Oh. Did now.
Spill fuck.
Ah, you must have just fucking changed it there then, did you?
You didn't, you bollock.
I fucking did.
You did not?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I've a busy weekend coming up. Do you know what kids are doing now in school and stuff like that? They're having like multiple birthday parties, joint birthday parties. So there's like four kids and you have to get them all fucking presents and it's all on the one day and you just have to get them all presents.
You have to get other kids in the kids' crash presents.
Yeah, because they're all having shared birthdays. Like, they're doing it to save costs because it's expensive to have birthday parties. Would you share your wedding?
No. With a stranger?
Or with someone else that you... No, not with a stranger. Like, with someone else that you know is getting married. Split the costs.
No, that's fucking stupid.
Why? Save a few quid. They're expensive. Weddings are expensive. And they're getting expensive.
It's my day.
I know somebody who split that wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone they know, though.
Someone I know.
That was now years. Do they know each other? Like, they bought weddings.
Yeah, it was actually two sisters.
That's going all right. Well, that's weird. Isn't it?
That was a roller coaster there.
I think that's weird, Owen.
That's weird.
It's weird.
Why?
How does it work?
Double the fucking ceremony, two ceremonies separate.
Yeah, do you have to do it twice?
Two ceremonies separate. Comes,
like,
but the church is like the cheap part anyway.
Yeah, so what are you saving?
The hotel and the function and the entertainment and all of the food, all of that.
Well, the hotel function is going to cost you more per head, isn't it?
But you'd probably share friends. You'd probably have friends that would be invited to both anyway.
So
let's say I was getting married and you were getting married.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have too much of it. Well, we would. We'd have a crossover. Like Jer Walsh. So he'd go to both of our weddings anyway. So it would split the costs on per head on some people.
Say someone goes to both of your weddings.
Yes.
Right, you're both getting married on the same day.
Mm.
And you share your wedding. And let's say I'm lucky enough to be invited along to both ceremonies. And I get to roll it all into one day. Fantastic. And I'm getting one dinner. Are you both expecting cash in a card from me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And at least 100 each.
So the cost of my meal just doubled.
Yeah.
To suit you two divas. Nothing.
So that's the same thing as a birthday party.
I would think in this 50 situation, quid each. I would behave the way Joe would behave and I would boycott.
50 quid each, no?
If you're, well, is that,
well, it's minimum 100, isn't it?
Well, is that, are you okay then with
50? Yeah,
got, so then,
yeah, because split the half and half, like,
see, then,
then you're not getting any financial benefit. You might as well run it yourself.
Well, you are getting a financial benefit because the band is, let's say the band cost 2,000 euro.
Yeah,
for the night. That's split down the middle. So okay. That's 1,000 quid.
Yeah.
The cake, I'd split a cake.
No one eats a cake anyway.
You know, yeah, it's only the true. Fucking, no.
This feels like the Conways. go ahead.
But it would be like
a
little...
bring that up in the next episode. So, what about splitting our wedding?
Joe wants to get married again. It's tomorrow.
Just like... jumping on the bandwagon. Can we get married as well? We just legging up the aisle after you. wait, real quick. Just stick around. We're going to get married again.
And loads of envelopes.
Yeah, you'd okay, split the cost. The
band and DJ.
The car. If you're getting a car.
So hang
the
on.
360 boot. The 360 boot.
Hang on a second, the car. Right, so we're presuming this is a traditional wedding car, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so which of the four on their special day is sitting in the front beside the driver?
I don't mind. I
never sit in the front beside the driver.
No, he's not going to do it.
I'll take that. I like sitting in the front.
You actually would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
On like, your wedding day, chatting away.
Going to be sitting beside Maura for the rest of the day.
Maura sat in the back going to her own wedding.
Photographer?
But she sat in the back going to her own wedding.
Yeah.
Beside the two of them. Is she sitting in between them in the back?
Ah, sitting beside them. They'd be pushed up against the window okay. And then Maura here, like on the other side.
Photographer, yes.
Photographer.
Yeah.
Videographer.
Uh-huh.
Flowers. The dress, you might get a little 2-for-1. Or a suit.
Fucking swap
like
it out, like.
I swap it out, yeah. 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 Share the dress.
They want to be the same.
Share the bouquet. They're expensive, those bouquets.
All these things are only as expensive as you make them.
Yeah, we've made it fairly expensive.
You don't have to get a wedding car, for instance.
Ah, you do. You can't show up in a fucking Nissan Micra.
I think that'd be funnier.
It's not supposed to be funny. Like a clown. Entertainment. If there's entertainment, they're like
troopers as well.
You two would play your own wedding, wouldn't you? Yeah. Stand-up show.
Is this thing on?
I was thinking of doing a sketch at the wedding.
At the wedding?
Play a sketch.
Well, we have the extra series, so we may as well get a video done.
Not like on the night, but like do a sketch like when me and Amy walk out, like.
Yeah.
Not out onto the get married, like the after, so like, you know, that night, like play a sketch, you know, but like similar to stall it. Like,
I was
going to
say, you're ripping
court,
ideas from the live show. Go on.
Well, I thought it'd be good for a fucking wedding with 70 people or something. Like.
So I thought it was 170.
It's dipped. I've lost a lot of friends off the last one.
100. Now, if you shared the wedding, you'd get them numbers back up.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm glad the numbers are dropping though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more manageable.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Did you actually have 170?
No, 150 was the cap that we had.
Wasn't Amy's position that we'll book it for 150 and just fill it then? And he was like,
fill it, bums on seats.
He's going, who the fuck am I going to fill it with?
Oh, and she was like, you'll have to get new mates and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to go around, like, during the dinner, you go around table to table. Imagine going around table to table and neither of you know any of them. This is the extras table where we just hired some people to sit down.
Yeah, so it's your, say you two share the wedding and you're going around to all the tables and, like, you're going around to his mates and you're going, oh, how is it? And they're like, we're here for the other wedding. Ah, oh, no, not to worry. Not to worry. You move on to the next table.
And then
very
I go,
awkward.
Save time.
I just go, and the card. Thanks.
Put your hand down.
500 or 50, I mean.
Fireworks. Split the cost on fireworks.
Not allowed then.
If you're trying to save money at your wedding, just don't have fireworks.
You have to have fireworks at your wedding. You black cats.
Did you have any?
No, I didn't. I did go to a wedding though in Galway and he had a boat. Everyone went outside. It was like, hey, everyone come outside, there's a surprise. And there was a boat in the distance and then the boat let off loads of fireworks.
I can only imagine how much that cost.
Serious.
Jesus Christ.
Where did you get married?
In Johnstown House Estate out in Kildare.
Fancy.
But it was awkward because the dinner was in the manor house and it was kind of spread across three rooms, but the doors were open. But it was nice, like, you know what I mean? The top table was basically a square table in one room and then all the guests were in the wings.
Oh.
Which is a weird setup, but it was a really, really nice place.
Where did you get married on?
City Hall. It was where we had the ceremony, and then we had the reception in the Morrison.
Oh, get up.
Town wedding. Brilliant.
I was always
Nidge wedding that.
Fantastic. Nidge wedding.
It's just like the episode Love Fight when Nidge gets married. It's really like.
He gets married, but he does that sort of thing, the traditional.
Yeah,
the wedding car and the church and the old country estate, doesn't he?
And
any of that stuff.
Chris Brown music.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, I danced to Chris Brown up the aisle. Yeah.
TFO.
Did you?
City wedding's the way to go, man.
Do you know why I didn't want to do a city wedding?
Because you're from town.
Everyone would have just went to the bridge.
Yeah.
The fucking Morrison would have been empty and it would have been me and Maura like fucking losers.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You need to get a bus. Like I hired a private coach to get everyone from town into Kildare. Like Maura went to Trinity, so if you go to Trinity you can get married in the church in Trinity. Oh. I wasn't into that because it's a Protestant church. Oh. And also I just didn't want to do it in town, but we were looking at Fallon and Bourne or the Morrison as well. Man, City Hall's gorgeous.
Really is.
Where gorgeous. Was my invite?
I hadn't met you yet.
If you are only getting married next year, would you invite me?
Of course I would.
You'd have to.
Only to annoy him.
Would you not invite me?
I wouldn't invite you or Terrence, no.
You fucking would. You'd have to. You'd have to.
I'd give Darren and Calvin a joint ticket.
Joint ticket.
If he's a fucking Bowes fan.
Oh, yeah. Calvin, I'm not. One of my mates is getting married in August, and he is getting married in a registry office, and then the after is in, he booked out the Opium.
Lovely, the Opium room.
Like, it's nowhere near the price of what it should usually be. Like, it's so cheap, like, to go that route, just a registry office, and then, like, a place for an after is, like, $3,000 or something. Yeah. Like.
Well, my brother got married in the registry office, and then we just went for points.
That's deadly. I would have loved that.
He didn't even pay for points. Like, we had to pay for our own points. It was just like, that's it, we're married now. Done and dusted.
I would have loved
cost
that.
Nothing.
So the Snapper must have been on every night during lockdown. Oh, the big, big movie. Snapper, yeah. I started walking.
Congratulations.
I got up off the couch and I started walking.
Jesus Christ, and it only took you 33 years.
32 years. 31.
You started walking?
I done 10K walks, 10 kilometre walk the other day.
Okay.
And I was greasing.
Where did you do a 10K walk?
I went out of the gaff, up by IKEA, through Ballymun, straight down towards Albert College, and then around all the way back up to the gaff. But it took, like, it was 10 kilometres, like.
Why are we talking about this?
You want to know what I got up to?
Why are we going into so much detail? I walked out of the house, went out the gate, walked out.
You asked me where I went.
What happened next?
I pressed the button to cross the traffic lights. Crossed the traffic lights, went into IKEA, got a table, carried the table all the way around Ballymun, saw a dog, cat as well.
There's some podcasts out there that are designed to put people to sleep. You could start your third podcast where you just tell people where you walked.
Today, I'm going on a walk. Walks were invented by a fella called Michael Walk.
Did I say that I found out Oliver, my son, has aphantasia?
Does he?
I tried to help him go asleep, and I was like, close your eyes and think of sheep jumping over fences. And then I was counting them for him. I was like, and one jumped over the fence, and then another one jumped over the fence. But then he was like, I can't do it. And I was like, you can't do what? He's like, I can't see the sheep. And I'm like, well, what can you see? Is it just a fence? And he's like, no, it's just black. I can't see anything. Which is kind of sad. Broke my heart a little bit.
Is that definitely aphantasia, or is it just being young? What age is Oliver?
5.
Mm. Oh, your imagination would be at the wildest then.
Yeah.
Give them a bit of Calpol.
Send them off.
Just rug them. Yeah. We heard you, if your kids can't sleep, you give them Calpol.
A little bit of whiskey and a soda.
Ah,
and if it's a drinkaware.ie.
Just tell your kids if it's a drinkaware.ie to get all the facts about responsible drinking if you're putting whiskey on that soda. I went on a walk.
Yeah, we know.
I went on a walk.
Keen listeners of the podcast might remember I was talking about Moira booked a trip to this thing in France called Fête Galantes.
I remember it.
Which is a festival that people dress up as characters from the 1800s and they go to Mansion Versailles, and there's ballroom dancing, and they live this fucking cosplay lifestyle of a lord and lady in the 1800s. And it cringes me out the fuck. And I talked about it and I was saying how uncomfortable I was. But then I seen videos, because Maura's in group chats, of everyone preparing for this festival, because people are diehard. They're hardcore 1800s heads. Like, they listen to Vivaldi, Beethoven, all the fucking hits to get into the swing of things.
Is this, sorry to derail you here, but people live this as a lifestyle?
I'm going to show you something now in a minute. People live this as a lifestyle, and then this is their fucking Comic-Con. This is their WrestleMania. This is their day.
So they live it throughout, like, every day?
Well, they don't live it every day, but they fucking, like, you know, people don't go dressed up as Pikachu every day, but then Comic-Con comes and, like, get that out. Get that costume out. But they prepare a lot more in advance for this, and it's... So I put my foot down this week because she showed me a group chat on Facebook where they're all part of it. Like, there's thousands of people in this group chat on Facebook, and hundreds of them met up and they rehearsed a choreographed ballroom dance. You know, like, couples that would, like, swirl around like Phantom of the Opera on a big ballroom thing. And, like, they all have it down. Like, it's not for me at all. I said, fuck that. I am not going to that. I am not comfortable doing that. So now she has to sell the tickets for this Fete Galantes.
To be snapped up by the sounds of things.
Snapped up.
Gone snapped already. Up.
So the tickets were like 200 quid per person. There's people selling them for 1,000 euros.
What?
1,000 euros are going for. Maura sold them for cost price. But she sold them to this woman and she is so fucking over the moon that she's getting Fete Galantes tickets for cost price. And when you go onto this woman's Facebook, all it is photographs of her dressed up on holidays in this full garb. Like
garb.
Wow, I'm just looking at a video of this here.
It's insane.
This is the real deal.
It's fucking insane.
Like the fucking Great Gatsby.
No, that'd be before Gatsby.
Before Gatsby.
So these are the big puffy dresses. It's like, what's a Bridgerton?
Oh, right. Yeah,
that's what it's like, you know what I mean?
An unforgettable fancy dress evening. You'd think they'd give it a more outfishing tagline than fancy dress.
That's her. She's out fishing with a fish in a costume. Like, she's one of these that wears them every day.
What?
Yeah.
Now, if I came across her fishing like that, I'd go over and say, is everything all right?
And then there's another guy who bought it, and that's him. Imagine I went and I was bleeding dressed like this fella.
I think you should have done it.
No way.
You'd love that.
No, I mean, I probably...
Fete Galante.
Fete Galante. No, man, no, no, no. Like, honestly...
Hey, man, are you buzzing to the Fete Galante? Gonna dress up?
Maura texts me saying, objectively, it looks amazing. My heart is broken.
What are you breaking Maura's heart for?
She can do it when she's 70.
Oh, Joe.
If Amy wanted to go to the Fete Galante, I'd have went gladly. No, not gladly, but...
Can you imagine me wearing that?
Yeah, I can. I can. Of all the people in this room, I can only imagine you wearing that.
I feel like I'd see you wearing that. Like, yeah.
That's ridiculous. I said, fuck that. Here's videos. Describe what you're saying.
It's a Fete Galante. Someone sitting down on a throne, but like ever so gracefully.
ever so gracefully.
I think it's going to kill.
Give it a look there.
It's a little window into like
fucking
a bit of madness, isn't it?
Joe, you would have the time of your life. What are you lying to yourself for?
That is absolutely incredible.
He'd slot in there now, bother.
I would not. The clothes are bare onto them.
But yeah,
this
good
is
at
the ballroom dancing. Look at that for ballroom dancing. You want me to go and do that?
That's some joy of that.
Seriously. Like, that is opulent.
Are they like the top tier dancers or is everybody there that good?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's hundreds of people now rehearsing in ballrooms in normal clothes, but they're preparing for that. So they're like skipping and twirling and oh my God.
Think of the content you'd get from going to this.
That's too much though. That is too much.
So much material.
How's it going? I'm John McGuckin and I'm here today at the Fete Galante.
Fete Galante.
Fucking hell. Then it's just like...
What if we send the camera and microphone and producer with you to record the whole thing as a on-location episode of Stardust?
I mean, I'd do it for work.
We send him with you.
I'd do it for work, but I wouldn't do it.
Go to the Fete Galante.
Fete Galantes.
What's it called?
The Fete Galantes.
Go to the Fete Galantes.
This is the best one. This is the best one. Right, so this is the best one. They're in the French Alps, all these people, they get together. They're in the French Alps and they dressed up in their outfits. You're going to break your shirt laughing at this. If you don't find this funny, then you have no fucking...
What's the point? That's fucking extreme for Fete Galante. Isn't it? There's no reason. I want to see them playing snooker.
Look at this one.
They're skiing in their costume. Why? Where are they going? What?
What the fuck?
Where are they going? This is not in character.
There was no skiing.
You know what? Do you know how I would describe that skiing? Ever so graceful.
It's,
that is
let me
very
say actually again.
Graceful, oh, yeah. Isn't it?
Oh, it's ever so graceful. Yeah.
Now again, like with the dancing, are these just the really good skiers or is everybody there a really good skier? Because everyone there seems to be getting...
It's like they rehearse everything to get it perfect. So it's like they'll all go in a group and say, we're going skiing in our clothes.
Is this where's the Venn diagram that says like, love skiing, love dressing up as an 1800s lord and lady?
Does this...
You never really hear about
group
it.
Have a name?
Does the group
is this subculture, does it have a name that we could look up and find out more about them?
The name of the group chat is the Fete Galante Lets.
I don't even, yeah, what would you call someone like that, that is into that?
Fetish.
Fetish
Galante.
She sent out a ticket. She's overjoyed. She's going to celebrate her 70th birthday there.
Ah, there's something nice about that, though.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. I love somebody who's really into something.
Yeah, that's nice, like.
It's still fucking weird.
Like, if that was my granny and she was like, I'm going to the Fete Galante for my 70th birthday, I'd be like, go you.
More power to you. But, like, I can't do that. I can't, like, more makes me do uncomfortable things, but that's kind of crossed the line.
Someone's dad and someone's man. Or...
What?
Them.
Granny?
Someone's granny, like.
Where's your nanny this weekend? I was gone off the Fete Galantes to dress like a bleeding lunatic.
I wonder how many times you can say Fete Galante and get away with it.
It's the most interesting subculture.
I wonder what gets them to the point where they want to do that. Where they're, like, kind of consumed by it a bit. Do you know that way?
There's so many books and TV shows and films.
Like, I feel like Moira only wanted to go because of Bridgerton, am I right?
Because of Bridgerton. She loves that time period.
That time period.
The whole Henry VIII and just that kind of the type. It was like a job for people to socialise. Like, that was, your job was to go around socialising, and it's just a weird time.
It would not fit in there at all. He'd go out there and socialise and be like, hey, hello.
Ah, oh, man, it's just so fucking bizarre.
So it's gone, ticket sold.
Gone, ticket sold. I'm not going to Fete Galantes. Thank the Lord, Jesus fucking Christ.
If we ever do another live show, Fete Galante has to be in there. And we'll get you dressed up.
So I have no holidays booked.
Good. Well, that's a forced.
Mm. Yeah.
Until you book like 10 in 1 week.
Yeah. I need one.
Yeah, look at you.
Need one.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, hard life. That's a hard life, isn't
hard
it?
Hard life. Fuck, I tell you, I could do a bleeding holiday.
Tell me this.
I'll tell you no more.
Where's the one place you would like to go in the world?
For what reason?
Just to see it.
Maybe China. Some sort of Western... Chinese kind of thing. Westernized.
Where's ramen originated?
Japan.
I'd like to go there.
Would you like to go to Japan?
I'd like to go to Japan too.
Japan, yeah.
What's that the cartoon pornography called?
What, the term for it?
The Japanese cartoon pornography.
Is it like a show or is
Hen,
are you talking about the term? What's it called?
Hentai.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, right. You know what hentai is? Well, I just described it.
Is hentai a program or is hentai a... Genre,
yeah.
Pardon.
Yeah. It's Japanese cartoon porn.
Anime.
Anime porn, yeah.
Anime, pardon.
And my ma came back from town. She's done a little bit of shopping in town. And now, she came back, she was doing... Go on.
You just talked about anime porn.
Yeah.
And compared it to your ma coming back shopping from town. Okay.
She came back from town, done a little bit of shopping. Don't know where she was shopping. But she came back with a Def Leppard jumper and a t-shirt with a Japanese Asian character on it and the name of whatever show she's in. And I was like, who's that? Like, you don't like Def Leppard. Why the fuck did you get that? Like, you don't even... And then she's like, I just thought it looked nice. I didn't even know it was a band. I was like, right. And now you're after getting this like Asian cartoon character. Who the fuck is this? And she's like, it just looked nice. It was kind of... So I Googled the...
Character.
The character. And I wish I hadn't. I wish I hadn't. Because it's fucking... She's gone around... The Bridge Tavern wearing an anime porn t-shirt. Fucking Jesus.
Oh my God. Christ.
Did you tell her?
Yeah, like Googled in front of her. I was like, who the fuck is that? I'm like, kind of giving her a bit of stick about it.
She said, would you fuck off?
Like, I said, that's bleeding a porn t-shirt. Like, going around with Pornhub on your jumper. Looks like mad Japanese tentacle porn.
That's deadly, though, in my life. Or a spectre.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Your man is fucking sound.
She's off the wall. She's off the wall.
Japanese porn character.
Def Leppard. Name a song by Def Leppard, man.
Stairway to Heaven.
No.
So why did you want to know where we'd like to go in the world down?
I was just curious.
Where would you like to go? That you haven't already been?
Broadstone.
What's that?
There's a place in town, isn't it?
Maybe Texas.
Yeehaw, cowboy. Which part? It's
or
so
Alaska,
big.
Maybe. Alaska would be good.
Not much there.
Crab fishing.
Niagara Falls.
Remember last year I went to London with Moira for our 30th and it was ruined because I had a tooth infection that I never fucking dealt with. Well, they gave us like antibiotics and painkillers.
Beat them all.
Yeah. That got rid of the pain. And then I went back to Dublin and went to see a dentist there and I wanted them to pull it out. And they said that you need to go back 3 times before they do an extraction. And I was like, fuck's sake. Then I was having the same pain and my tooth is fucking killing me, shooting pain right up my whole face, agony. Booked an appointment to see the dentist and she did an x-ray and seen that there was an infection on the bottom of me tooth. So the option for an extraction to take it out, or there's an option for a root canal. Do you know how much a root canal is?
600 quid or something.
1,500 euro. Do you know how much an extraction is?
200?
350 euro, yeah. I think it should be cheaper to get a root canal. I think
like, they're supposed to save the tooth. Like their job is to save your teeth. And if you're outpricing someone, how can you save a tooth?
Yeah, you can't. There's people that can't afford the root canal. It makes me think of my dad. He had like a full set of fake teeth because he couldn't afford to get bleeding root canals. Couldn't save the tooth. But then he had a lovely set of dentures. Way better than his natural teeth. So now I'm thinking, fuck. Go to Turkey, get them all done. Get them all out.
Oh, you wouldn't do that.
Get them all out.
Change your appearance.
I actually wouldn't do that. I know somebody that's going over to Turkey next week.
But if you get your teeth done in Turkey, then you can no longer be classed a beautiful man.
That's what I'm saying.
As a beautiful man.
Yeah, well.
Be the eyebrows next.
He makes the point.
Do you think I'm a beautiful man?
Joe, I'm saying.
You said it.
You can no longer be classed. I'm not saying if you are classed. I'm just saying you will no longer be eligible.
Okay. I'm going to take that as you called me a beautiful man. That's how I'm going to take that one.
And let the people decide.
That was good, wasn't it?
Lovely. Lovely. Loved it. Enjoyed every second of it.
Every second. There was a few bits I didn't enjoy now.
Like what?
None of it.
Hey! Brilliant. Thank you for listening to the Staller Podcast. Back again, same time next week, next Wednesday. Bonus episodes on Monday, where we answer your listener questions. You can send in listener questions to staller@goloudnow.com.
You can indeed. I'll see you then. See you now.
Slán.
All the best, boy.